Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to compose an Amen-style drum and bass drop from scratch in Ableton Live 12 using a proper sampling workflow. The goal is a 16 to 32 bar drop that feels like Real Jungle or Rolling DNB, fast, tight, and aggressive, but still clean enough to sit in a modern mix. We're focusing on three big wins today. 1. Get the Amen break warped properly, because if the warp is wrong, everything feels cheap no matter how good your edits are. 2. Slice it to MIDI so you can reprogram it like a drum kit, with control over groove and variation. 3. Build a simple reese and sub that lock to the drums, then arrange the whole thing so it evolves across phrases instead of looping like a demo. Alright, open Ableton Live 12 and start a new set. First, project setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. I'm going to pick 174 because it's a nice default DNB tempo and it makes timing decisions feel familiar. Make a few tracks so you're not fighting your session later. Create an audio track called Amen. Another audio track called Drum Layers for extra kick and snare reinforcement. A MIDI track called Bass. A MIDI track called Sub, and one more track called Atmos or FX, whatever you want to use for space and ear candy. Then select your drum tracks and group them, so you have a drum bus group. This becomes your control center for sidechain and overall drum shaping. Quick teacher tip, color code now. It sounds basic, but it speeds up decision making. Drums one color, bass another, FX another. When the drop gets busy, you'll thank yourself. Now, let's get the Amen into Live and warp it correctly. Drop your Amen break onto the Amen audio track. Click the clip so you're looking at it in clip view. Turn warp on. For breaks like this, choose Beats Warp Mode. Set Preserve to Transients. Put Transient Loop Mode on forward. Then set the transient envelope somewhere around 30 to 60. Lower values keep more of the natural tail. Higher values can make it choppier and more edited. There's no correct number, but you're listening for tightness without that weird pumping or buzzing artifact. Now the most important part. Make sure the loop is actually the right length. Many Amen breaks are one bar or two bars. Zoom in, find where the real downbeat is, and make sure the start marker is exactly on the downbeat. Then make sure the loop end lands perfectly on the grid. If it's drifting, fix it now with warp markers. Here's what you're listening for. The snare should hit consistently on 2 and 4 without flamming, and the hats shouldn't slowly slide late as the bar repeats. If it doesn't feel nailed, stop and correct it. This is the foundation. Once it's tight, we slice it. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by Transient. That's usually the best starting point for Amen-style control. Use a basic built-in slicing preset so it maps cleanly into a drum rack. Now you've turned a break into an instrument. Each slice is on a pad, and you can play it like a kit. Before we start writing notes, we're going to do a pro move that saves tons of time. Choose anchor slices. Open the drum rack and audition pads until you find 3 to 5 slices that feel like your essentials. A main kickish slice. A main snare slice. A tight hat or ride slice. Maybe an open hat or a crashy slice. And a ghost snare slice. Something lighter that works for little chatter. Rename those pads. Color them if you want. The point is, you stop hunting randomly and start composing intentionally. Now let's program the drop pattern. Create a MIDI clip on the slice track. Start with 1 bar, then extend it to 8 bars. We're building in phrases. Start with the backbeat. Put your main kickish slice on the first downbeat, 1.1. Then put your main snare slice on 1.2 and 1.4. That classic DNB backbeat is non-negotiable if you want it to read as drum and bass instantly. Now we add the Amen chatter, but with taste. Add a few extra slices between the snares on 16th note positions. Use low velocities for ghost notes. This is where people often overdo it. The trick is, the groove comes from contrast. If everything is loud, nothing feels like a groove, just noise. A really effective move is ghost note clustering. Instead of evenly spacing ghosts, try putting 2 or 3 very quiet hits right before the snare, like a tiny drag. Keep them low velocity and short, so it reads as urgency, not a flam. At this point, don't try to write 8 unique bars. Write 2 bars that genuinely feel good. Loop those 2 bars and listen for at least 30 seconds. If it makes you nod without getting annoying, you're in the zone. Now duplicate those 2 bars out to 8, and start evolving it. Here's an easy method that feels like Real Jungle without rewriting everything. Call and answer. Make 1 2-bar clip that's cleaner. That's your call. Duplicate it and make the second one busier with an extra ghost, a swapped snare slice, or a quick extra kick slice. That's your answer. Alternate them across the drop. Instantly, The loop feels like it's speaking. Let's add a quick fill idea you can reuse. The amen checksum fill. Pick a moment, usually beat 4 at the end of a phrase. Replace the last 8th note with 2 16th note slices, and then end with a different snare slice than your main backbeat. That tiny change screams jungle punctuation without sounding random. Do it at bar 4 and bar 8, but change which slices you use so it feels intentional, not copy-pasted. Now, groove. Open the groove pool. Pick a subtle swing, like an MPC-style 16th swing. Don't go crazy. Apply it lightly, timing around 10-25%. Add a bit of velocity influence if your pattern is stiff, maybe 5-20%, and a tiny bit of random, like 2-10%, just to humanize. Important, you want rolling, not drunk, and if you're layering extra drums, apply the same groove to them too. One of the biggest reasons layered drums feel messy is that the layers are grooving differently. Now we reinforce the amen with modern punch. Create your kick and snare layers on the drum layers track. Use one shots and simpler or a drum rack, whatever is fastest for you. Add a short, punchy kick for the downbeat, and a snare that has body around 180-220 Hz and crack in the 2-5 Khz area. Program them to follow the main hits. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Then do the alignment trick. Zoom in and nudge the layered snare slightly earlier or later until it locks with the amen transient. This matters more than almost an EQ move. And here's a super fast phase check. Put utility on your layered snare track. Toggle phase invert left and right. Choose the setting that gives you more body and less hollow weirdness. If both sound worse, your timing is off. Fix timing first, then worry about phase. Now let's process the amen so it hits hard but doesn't shred your ears. On the amen slice track, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 25-35 Hz to remove useless rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250-450. If it needs bite, a gentle boost around 3-7 Khz, but be careful. Breaks get harsh fast, especially once you saturate and compress. Next, add saturator. Use soft clip mode. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB. You're listening for density and printed character, not a crunchy cymbal disaster. Then add drum bus. Drive maybe 5-15, but keep an eye on output. A little crunch is fine, but tiny amounts go a long way. And for amen breaks, I usually keep boom off unless I have a specific reason, because boom can smear the low end and fight your kick and sub. Then glue compressor, lightly. Attack around 3 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release on auto or somewhere like 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2:1 or 4:1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're slamming it, the cymbals will turn into a brittle spray can. Optional. Put a limiter at the end as a safety ceiling while you write, not as a final loudness solution. Now, a really useful control move, separate tops from lows. If your amen cymbals are chaotic, don't just keep EQing the whole break. Split the break into two lanes, either by duplicating the track or using an effect rack. Make an amen lows chain for the kick and snare energy, and an amen tops chain for hats and cymbals. On the tops, high pass around 300-600 Hz. Then if needed, gently dip around 7-10 Khz to calm harshness. This keeps your break bright without turning brittle, and it makes your mix way easier. Okay, drums are moving. Now we build the bass. For the Reis, go to the bass MIDI track and load Waveatable. Start simple. Oscillator 1 is a saw. Oscillator 2 is a saw. Detune slightly. Add a little unison, like 2-4 voices, but keep it controlled. Too much unison sounds huge in stereo but collapses in mono and steals headroom. Put a low-pass filter on it, 24 dB slope. Add a touch of drive. Then add movement. Map an LFO to the filter cutoff. Set it to a musical rate like 1/4 or 1/2, and keep the amount subtle. You're aiming for motion that feels alive, not a wobble bass takeover. Process the Reis lightly. EQ 8, low cut around 30-40 Hz so you leave room for the dedicated sub. Saturator, maybe 2-5 dB drive. Then sidechain compression, but we'll do that in a moment. Now the sub. On the sub MIDI track, load operator and choose a sine wave. Keep it mono with utility, width at 0. And a great trick, add very subtle saturation, like 1-3 dB on saturator, just to generate harmonics so the sub translates on smaller speakers. If it starts fizzing, you've gone too far. Now sidechain the bass and sub to the drums. On both bass and sub tracks, add compressor. Turn on sidechain. Choose your drum bus group as the input. Start around 4:1 ratio. Attack 1-5 milliseconds. release around 60 to 140 milliseconds, then lower the threshold until the kick and snare cut cleanly through the low end. You're aiming for gentle breathing, not an EDM vacuum pump. In DNB, that subtle duck is what makes the whole thing feel fast and clean. Now we arrange the drop like a real tune. We'll do 16 bars as the core template, and you can extend to 32 later. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the main amen pattern and bass phrase. Make it feel like this is the idea. Bars 5 to 8. Add variation. Maybe swap one snare slice in bar 7, add a little extra chatter, and hit a fill at the end of bar 8. Bars 9 to 12. Create contrast. Here's a sick trick. The halftime illusion. Keep the amen running, but soften or remove your snare reinforcement layer for one bar and let the bass phrase feel wider or slower. Then slam the full snare layer back in the next bar. Instant impact, no tempo change. Bars 13 to 16. Biggest energy. Busier edits, more confident ghost notes, and a signature fill at bar 16. Think in four-bar scaffolding. At bar 4, a micro fill. At bar 8, a bigger fill plus a crash or ride. At bar 12, one bar reduction. At bar 16, your biggest punctuation moment. And here's a powerful mindset shift. Use velocity as arrangement. Instead of adding more notes every time you want more intensity, automate intensity by raising velocities of selected ghost hits across the phrase. It creates lift without cluttering the grid.